It's a beautiful day today. I tell you, the Lord's blessed us again with such a beautiful day. The sun's barely coming through the clouds, and there's a nice cool breeze. And I tell you, it's such a beautiful day. And so I'm glad y'all came today. And these guys up here are just talking along.
No.
All right. I think Jessica's going to do our announcements for us again this morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jess.
Hey. Woo. Hey.
Okay, so for the announcements for today, it looks like Bible quizzing has started. It's going to be Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Sunday nights at 5 in the fellowship hall. Bible studies are on Wednesday and Friday nights at 6:30. Wednesday nights is at the church, and Friday nights is in the fellowship hall, and they both are on Zoom as well if you feel that you want to stay at home. We are still taking donations for our new chairs. If you do want to give a donation, if you will just mark it as chairs on your check or the envelopes. We will have a grocery giveaway Saturday, September 26th, 10 a.m. to noon. In the bulletin, there is a list of supplies that you can buy. Or if you want to donate some money, you can do that as well. But if you can just get everything to the church by Wednesday, September 23rd, that would be greatly appreciated so they can get the bags around.
Can't hear back there.
Well, if I yell into the microphone, I don't think it's going to be good.
That's okay. Go ahead.
So a happy birthday today to Aaron, or this week, to Aaron Barry, Rieslyn Shepherd, Robert Smith, Harley Shenary, Adriana Stanley,
yeah,
and Bradley West.
Hey, and Adriana's with us this morning, so if you see her, wish her a very happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And then a happy anniversary this week to John and Rose Reeves.
Hey. Yeah.
And we also will be having Sunday school for the children at 9 a.m. in the fellowship hall or on the parking lot.
Very good. All right. Well, I see a good crowd out here this morning. It's good to see you. And I know that God has blessed us again. He just keeps blessing us with these beautiful Sundays. And we're able to continue to have church, and I can't wait. I know that we talked about it Wednesday night, you know, about things. It just seems like you can't get away from not talking about it, that, you know, it's going to be over one of these days, and we're all going to be back to some kind of normality. And but, you know, I'm just going to thank God for all the blessings that He's given us, just like this beautiful day that we have to come and worship Him. And if you notice, we got our parking lot sealed. It looks great, and praise the Lord that we were able to do that. And also, I just want to say that this week has been a week for me personally that I just been blessed this week. There's been a lot of things that's happened this week. People have reached out and just, you know, just I've just been blessed this week. And I tell you, I just sometimes sit back in awe of how great God is in our lives. And I know there's, you know, dealing with this remote learning that all you parents are dealing with, including me, stresses us out beyond measure. And even some of the grandparents that are dealing with it. And but I just have to take a deep breath and say, you know what? You know, this is just a little thing compared to the big picture. You know, it could be a whole lot worse. And we're all safe. You know, we're all here. We're all healthy. We're all breathing. And we've all got a place. Our name is written in the book of life. We all have a place prepared, being prepared for us in heaven. And that's something to shout about. Because this life and all the things that we go through here are just temporary. This is just a temporary place. And one of these days, when we get to heaven, it's going to be more beautiful, more glorious than we can ever imagine. And those are the things I want to think about. I want to focus on, because it's not about all these things that stress us out here on this earth. And so thank you all again for coming, and we're just going to praise and worship this morning, because God loves to hear His people praise Him, and that's what we do. You know, it's not about just the singing. It's not about just the singing or the hymns. It's about what we do with our lips. And that means we praise the Lord with our lips. We give Him thanks. We give Him the grace that He deserves. The honor, in other words, that He deserves. He's a gracious God, and He's blessed us beyond measure. So let's just worship Him this morning. Great is Your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters and to mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. So remember Your people, remember Your children, remember Your promise, O God. Your grace is enough, Your grace is enough, Your grace is enough for me. Great is Your love and justice, God. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of Your salvation, and all of Your people sing along. Remember Your people, remember Your children, remember Your promise, O God. Your grace is enough, Your grace is enough, Your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough, Your grace is enough, Your grace is enough for me. Remember Your people, remember Your children, remember Your promise, O God. Your grace is enough, Your grace is enough, Your grace is enough for me. Amen. Your grace is enough and reaches down to us. Your grace is enough for me. God, I see Your grace is enough. I'm covered in Your love. Your grace is enough for me. Amen. Is His grace enough for you today? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, God is so good to us. You know, this morning, if we could just lift up our eyes to Him, lift up our hearts to Him, and just praise Him. And I know when we're in the sanctuary, we stand and and we praise Him. And, you know, and I'm one not to say to be like a dictator and force people to praise the Lord, because that's not what I do. But I will encourage you, because we're here this morning to praise Him and to thank Him. So if you're here this morning and if you feel the Holy Spirit like I do, just praise Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him for His grace and mercy.
Grace, God's grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount at port, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Sin and despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today. Amen. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see His face, will you this morning His grace receive?
Amen. Will you come today?
Oh, grace, God's grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Oh, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to You this morning again, Lord, and we just lift You up. We just praise Your holy name. Thank You, Lord, for all Your blessings. Lord, the blessings that we don't deserve, but Lord, You so graciously give them. So we honor You today. Lord, I just praise You again.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship You, I worship You, You are here. working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
He's our waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you.
Amen. Is he meeting your needs this morning? All you have to do is just reach out to him. Call upon the name of the Lord. Let him work in your life. Let him meet your needs, spiritually overflowing you with his holy presence. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Man. If you're here this morning and you're going through some things, just listen to this song this morning.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the theme of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. Does anybody, you guys have a song?
Well, we can figure it out.
Amen.
We could
before.
Down again.
Well, amen.
Well, no.
Oh, amen. All right. God is so good, isn't He? Amen. I just want to shout it. Amen. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
God is so good. Amen. I tell you, amen. As they're coming off the platform, if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 24. That's where I'll be reading the scripture from today. Matthew chapter 24. And I'll tell you, when we did our birthday announcements, I didn't know if Bradley and Maddie were going to be here this morning, but today is Bradley's birthday as well. So if you see Bradley, wish him a happy birthday. And even though I want to wish him a happy birthday, and even though I think he's a bad influence on my daughter. No, I don't want to get in trouble, but you know. No, he's a good kid. He's a good guy. I believe that. And but man, this week, like I said, this week, you know, when we met on Wednesday night, and if you're not coming on Wednesday night, you're missing out. We've been just having some great services on Wednesday night, and it can even be better. I just know that God is working in people's lives, and we discussed a little bit out of the book of Psalms, and I said, you know, every time I get stressed, I had to go to the DMV this week. Yeah. And, man, I want to tell you what, that's one crazy place. You want to get stressed out, you know, you're dealing with all this stuff going on top of that with the remote learning and all that stuff going on, and then on top of that, you have your normal stuff that goes on in your life. You know, so all these things kind of build up, and Wednesday night we talked about Psalms. And every time I get stressed or get a little discouraged, I always go to the book of Psalms, and I find encouragement there. You know, and so this week it's always been about that, you know, and it kind of puts me back on track. And one of the scriptures in Matthew, Jesus is saying, whoever stands firm to the end will be saved. And so my message this morning is, whoever stands firm, let's stand firm today. Make a commitment. You know, and I know that, you know, we deal with all this mess going on, but He says whoever stands firm will be saved in the end. And what's He talking about? We're going to read a little bit. And, you know, you and I, we are saved by grace, and it's God's grace that helps us. Amen? God's grace is what helps us stand when we're faced with all kinds of persecutions and problems. You know, sometimes we get into a place of complacency. Sometimes it's temptation that we deal with in our life because we're tempted to do things that we know, you know, we're not supposed to do. And so many people have fallen away. So many people have fallen away, fallen by the wayside. They've left the church. They've walked away from the church. They've turned their back on God because of some little issue, some little persecution comes up, and sometimes it seems big. Come on, it seems big. Sometimes we deal with some pretty tough stuff. But you know, this life was never promised to be easy. But God and God alone can help us stand firm no matter what this world throws at us. No matter what. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus addresses this about the destruction of the temple. He's talking about the things that are to come. And let me tell you, that's something we should think about. And sometimes it seems doom and gloom a little bit. But yet, it's things that we need to be thinking about because it is important not only to them, to the disciples at that time, but it's also important to us today because the message is still active today. And so I want to read, it says, Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. They saw the beautiful buildings. It's like, wow. Jesus says, verse 2, he says, do you see all these things? He asked. He said, truly I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another, and every one will be thrown down. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines on earth, or famines and earthquakes in various places, and all these are the beginning of the birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me, and at that time many will turn away from the faith. Listen to that. And will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people, and because of the increase of wickedness, listen to that, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm, I love this. He says, the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then to the and then the end will come. So this gospel must be preached, right? This gospel must be preached. And so whoever stands firm to the end will be saved. And the question is, why must we stand firm this morning? Why? You know, the day will come, according to Jesus, when men will hand over their brothers to be killed, and fathers will hand over their children to be killed, and children will hand over their parents to be killed. Now that sounds crazy, doesn't it? It sounds like we don't even hardly comprehend that. It says that Christians will be hated by everyone. Now I can understand that one. Because you don't have to, there's people out there in this world that hate the thought that we believe in a God, that we're Christians. They don't buy it. They don't believe in it. It says that Christians will be persecuted. Christians will have to leave their home towns and run away. You know, this has happened before. Jesus knew this. He was telling the disciples that it happened in the past, even to the Israelites. Even back all the way from the beginning. They had to, you know, persecution was there, but you know, this happened before even in the book of Acts to the early church, and the persecution grew so strong they were scattered. They had to get away. So these things have happened. All these things are documented, and I've told you before many times that I read the Fox's Book of Martyrs. It's all documented about the persecution of the church, and it's an amazing thought, humbling thought, to see the thousands and thousands upon thousands of people who have given their life for the sake of the cross, for their belief. They stood firm even to the end. Christians have, you know, all over the world today are still being persecuted. And they call the gospel the good news. But yet it comes with some persecution. In Matthew's gospel here, Jesus is also recorded saying that in spite of all this trouble and persecution, the gospel of salvation will be preached. Amen. In spite of all this, even when the churches were scattered, the gospel was still spread. Even when Paul was in prison and in chains, he was still spreading the gospel. It didn't stop him. He said, I count it all joy. He was in chains and he never spoke in a negative. It was always a positive thing towards the gospel. And even when he suffered, he still, man, he preached the gospel. You know, and this gospel for us must be preached. It must be preached until he returns. Amen? We got to preach it. And in spite of all the trouble and persecution, even execution, Jesus says we're not to be afraid of people. For a while they may be able to kill our body, he says, but they cannot kill our soul. They can't take that away because God has that. He has that by the price that Jesus Christ paid on the cross. He has that. Man. Jesus is saying that it's better to suffer here for a short time. It is. Just for a short time we can suffer. Sometimes it seems like forever we go through things. Will it ever end? Some people suffer most of their lives. But I'm telling you this morning, if you have to suffer, don't give up. Don't give up. Because those who turn away from Christ and seek an easy, trouble-free life, they take the wide road. They will not be allowed to enter into the eternal life. They won't be able to be with the Father. They won't be able to see the angels. They won't be able to see the saints that have went on before us. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 20, there was a time that Judah's history, you know, it's talking about, is about 600 BC, and when things were bad for God's people, it was really bad. It makes me think when I read that, was there ever really a good time for God's people? When you read the scripture, it was good for a little while and then bad, and then for a long time, and then good for a little while, and then bad for a long time. It seems like a cycle of things. Ever since the temptation of Adam and Eve, the devil has gone out of his way to make life difficult for the followers of God. And in Jeremiah 20, the prophet complains to God how the more he tried to be true to God, he said, the more people plotted his downfall. The more he tried, the harder he tried, and it made life very difficult for him. He felt depressed at times, and he thought God had deceived him even. You know, in this state of rejection that he felt, he even tried to turn his back on God and stop preaching God's word. But he just couldn't do it. Amen. I think we've all been in a place sometimes where we just feel all the pressures. We feel that God is not listening. We feel that God has turned His back on us. But then deep down we know that His holy presence is alive and well in us. And we just got to keep going. We just got to keep going. So, Jeremiah, he says, he prayed that God would take revenge on his enemies. And so even though persecuted and suffering, rejected and lonely, Jeremiah ends up saying this instead. He wanted to do that, and I think sometimes we're that way. When people get on our bad side, we want to just say, well, God will deal with you. Huh? Come on now. God will deal with you. I'm done with you. But that's not what Jeremiah ended up doing. Jeremiah, he said, this is what he did. He said, sing to the Lord and praise the Lord. That's what he did. He said, the God who rescues the oppressed from the power of evil men. Sing to the Lord. And this should be our attitude too. This should be our attitude. If we, when we are mistreated by those who hate God and the gospel, you know, even when it would be really easy to pray for curses upon their life. But you know, that's not who we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be different. Listen to me. God calls us to be different. Yeah. I'm real different a lot of times. God called me to be different. What's He mean? God calls us to be different. Jesus says we should love our enemies. Wow. And pray for those who persecute us. Not pray that they will fall into a deep pit or die a painful death. There was a country song written about that here not too long ago. About all these bad things happening to somebody. I can't remember. I heard it once. But we need to pray that they would repent and become fellow believers. Amen. We want all to come to Christ, which is what a spiritual man should pray. And Jesus warned us that we might one day be arrested, we might be tried, we might be even killed for the Christian faith. Let me tell you, those days are coming for the Christian community. It's happened in the past, just like birth pains, he said. Christians in Pakistan and India and all over the world are persecuted every day. Christians in many countries are under persecution to the point of death. You know, here we're fortunate here in this country, but let me tell you, it might be sooner than you think that it might be just like it is in other countries. I see it. It's the birth pains. The persecution of the church has been happening again. I say this over and over again for thousands of years, but it's like Jesus said, it's like birth pains. It's like birth pains. And I honestly thought about you, Kyle. Because, you know, you're a recent mother. And, you know, we knew that when Kyle come on a Wednesday night and she said, hey, I'm going to have another baby, we knew that she had announced it, much like the Scripture announces to us what's to come. Amen? Listen. And so we watched her over weeks and over months. We got to see her as the baby started to develop. And then the pains, the birth pains came, you know, after a time. And as they come, they get closer and they get closer and they get stronger and they get stronger. You know, a day is like 1,000 years to God. But so for thousands of years, these birth pains have been happening. just like it. And he gave us the scripture to say, you know what? You can see it developing in the scripture if you just read it. Open up your eyes and look around you. Wars and rumors of wars, all these things, floods and hurricanes and all the fires in California, all these things that we see happening are just birth pains. But let me tell you, one of these days, there's going to be a birth. And we can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. We look forward to that day, just like Kyle couldn't wait for little Delta to be born, right? Hey man, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to go through that. And that's much like our life here as a Christian. It's not always easy. We feel the birth pains. We know that it's coming, but the scripture tells us there's going to be a birth, and one of these days, Jesus is coming back. Amen. Come on now. I'm telling the truth this morning. Amen. It might be soon. I don't know what the day or the hour is. The scripture doesn't tell us that. Only God knows that, because Jesus told us that. He said he didn't even know. We have to be on our guard. We have to be on our guard. We have to teach our children, just like our parents taught us, and just like the generation taught, just like generation after generation after generation of Christians who taught their kids to love God, to follow His ways, because they knew that, you know, it's been a long time, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. According to Jesus, who, you know, He loved to tell parables. We are like sheep being stalked by a pack of wolves. But even in spite of this, He says, do not worry, because He will be with us. Amen? God is with you every day, every moment, every breath you take. You know that song? Every breath I take, every move I make. That's a throwback, okay. It's a good point though, isn't it? And I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. Man, I can preach that. Listen, we do. We belong to Him. He will never leave us or forsake us. Amen. So don't worry, because He will be with us. And He is, you know, He was with Jeremiah in his time of trouble. He was with all the disciples. He was with every, you could just go through the scripture, and God was with all the prophets. He was with all the, He was with them all. And He is with you. So don't ever think that you're alone. When trouble comes, just always remember that He will be with you. You ever watch that TV show? I remember years ago there was a TV show called Hill Street Blues. You ever watch that? You know, the show always started out with roll call. In the basement of the precinct of the police station, and after giving his announcements to the uniformed police officers and plainclothes detectives, before they would go out, the sergeant there, he would always say, hey, be careful out there. Because even though they probably do not need to be reminded of the dangers that are out there, on the streets of life with criminals, drug dealers, and all that stuff, they just needed to hear it. just as God's people need to hear it too. We need to be reminded. We need to be told, be careful out there. Because there's an adversary out there who wants nothing more than to see you defeated. He doesn't want to see you in heaven. He doesn't want to think you're going to heaven. We go out into this world that is largely negative and not, if not hostile at times, about God and hostile to the gospel of Christian morality. And it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger, more so in this nation today. I'm not wrong. We see it little by little, getting worse and worse and worse. Things are a lot different even when I was a kid. I'm not that old. I'm a young man, really. But even when I was a young man, to compare to today, things were a lot different than they are today, right here in this community. We don't send our kids out on the streets anymore to ride their bikes up and down. Not even out in the country because we're afraid that some predator's going to come and snatch them away. But let me tell you something. There's a predator out there that's willing to snatch Christians away every chance he gets. And he does it all the time. He takes pastors off their pulpit. He takes good Christian people and makes a mess out of their lives. Happens every day. So stand firm. Be careful out there. He wants us, listen, He wants us out there spreading the gospel. We have to get out into the world. We can't just stay locked up in the church house, and we can't just stay locked up in convents or monasteries or shelter in our homes and place. It's not what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us out there in this sinful world, you know, in the sinful world, but not of the sinful world. We're different. We're called to be separated, but yet we're in it. He wants us out there witnessing by our words and by our actions. It's important. And even if there's sometimes we're like sheep among wolves, which is why we have to be careful out there. On guard against materialism and complacency and compromise. That's a big one. Compromise. Temptation seems small compared to some of the others. And the spirit of being timid, which Paul talked about in his letters to Timothy. But let me tell you, God's grace is sufficient for you and for me. Man, just take that into your hearts this morning. Remember who you are. You're a child of the King. Amen. He has got you. So I tell you this morning, I'm going to leave you with this. Stand firm. Stand firm in the faith. Stand firm in this world of persecution and negative thoughts and negative things and it's always trying to get you depressed and down and thinking that God is not with you. But let me tell you something, God is with you if you're a believer today. So be careful out there. Be careful out there and stand firm. Amen? Stand firm because God's got your back. He's right there with you. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you this morning, if you don't know Christ, if you're struggling with things in your life today, just bow right where you're at. You can come forward if you want. I will pray with you. But just take time right now to say, Lord, I know I've surrendered to you, and maybe sometimes I've took a step back or two, but today I'm going to step right forward into your arms. Lord, just watch over me and keep me today. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you again for such a beautiful day, Lord, that we've been able to come and worship you. Lord, but thank you for your word. It speaks to our hearts, Lord. Let us take it in, because I know that all these things that are going on right now are just signs of your coming. And I know, Lord, I believe, I know, I can't wait for that great day. I can't wait for that great day. And if it's even when I step over into heaven, or when the clouds open up in the eastern sky and I see you coming on the clouds, Lord, I can't wait for that day to see you face to face. Lord, I just praise you. I thank you. Lord, keep us strong. Keep us strong in your grace, Lord. Lord, we praise you again this morning. Thank you for this great group of people here, this great group of believers who have come to worship you this morning. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. Keep us safe. Keep us strong. And never let us forget to keep preaching the gospel to this dying world that needs to be saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you all for coming. Stand strong in the faith. Amen. Have a great, great Sunday afternoon. I'll see you all on Wednesday, right? Amen.